Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There was a report that was circulating, basically, that the Royals are open for business, that because of the last 10 days for the Kansas City Royals, they are now open to moving some of their veteran players, and Seth Lugo was named. J.J. Pecola was asked about this directly earlier today. This is what he said.
Unequivocally false. That is as false as can be, and you know the accountability of that writer should be in question.
That is J.J. Pecola on Cody and Gold earlier today. Now, I don't know if this is true or not true. It's not my reporting. It's not my sourcing. I will say that J.J. Pecola saying that it's not true doesn't necessarily mean that that's the case. Teams come out and deny reports all of the time. And then we find out that, no, in fact, you were having these conversations. I didn't expect J.J. Pecola to come on the radio today and say, yeah, we've been talking about trading Seth Lugo. I didn't expect him to come out and say that. But I think more than anything, I think the Royals have told you we have not quit yet. Now, that's important. Now, that's step one. Acknowledging that you have not quit is a great first step. Now comes the hard part of turning this thing around. The Royals are in a danger zone right now. We are kind of reaching that portion where the summer is starting to get busy. You got vacations. Your kids have things that are going on. Football season is going to be here a lot more quickly than you anticipate. The Royals are in a little bit of a danger zone here of losing people's attention, and where the Royals are going to be one of those franchises, man, everybody's not going to be buyers at the deadline. And we have had a lot of conversations regarding this team about them being buyers, about them going out of the market and going to get an outfield, or about going to go get an impact bat to turn things around. I don't know if you can really justify that right now with the way that the Royals are playing. I would say it seems very likely right now that the Royals will either be a team that stands firm and doesn't make any moves, or a team that is going to be sellers and start to play and plan for next season. Now, we got a long way to go. We got 5, maybe 6 weeks to go before the Royals have to make that decision. But with the week that they just had, every conversation should be discussed. The Royals should be discussing, hey, we're not that far out of it. The Royals should be discussing, maybe it's not in our best interest to trade Seth Lugo right now. But the Royals absolutely should be having those conversations right now. That's part of your job. Part of your job sometimes is to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And you got to be honest and realistic with yourself about what chances you have to actually compete, actually win a championship, and do something special this year. And sometimes that requires you to make very difficult decisions. Maybe that requires you to trade a Seth Lugo to go get the impact bat that you want. And you're not thinking about that necessarily as a move to help you in 2025, but also help you in 2026 when the Royals will once again have the foundation to be a team that can win the division and be a team that can make noise in the postseason. But let's focus on the here and now. Let's focus on 2025. This is a season that is slipping away. The Royals, I think, have about 10 more days of your interest. And if the next 10 days go how the last 10 days have gone, it can be football season real quick around here. We could be heading into 4th of July weekend. Training camp is 2 weeks away. The Royals are 12 games under 500. They're 15 games back in the division. And we have all moved on our collective interest to doing something else. So how are the Royals going to handle these next 4 series? They got 2 on the road. They come back home. They got Tampa Bay. They also have the Los Angeles Dodgers in a series that I imagine a lot of people will go out there to the ballpark to watch. And usually when a lot of people go out to the ballpark, the Royals don't win those games. How the Royals play these next 2 weeks will tell us everything we need to know about J.J. Pecola, everything we need to know about their manager, everything we need to know about this roster. It's one thing to do the talking part, and they have done the talking part great the last 3 days. They're having team meetings with each other. Their manager, their general manager is coming out very emphatic. No, we're not trading them. Anybody saying that's ridiculous. And All of that sounds good. We're worried about the product on the field. And the product on the field has been incredibly disappointing the last 2 weeks. And you have put together an offense. You have built an offense right now that is 29th in runs scored. And we have been asking, begging, hey, if the Royals can just get to middle of the pack, they can do something. I don't know if that's going to happen anymore. We are not that far away from the midpoint of the season. At some point, the Royals got to give you a reason to believe they're going to turn their offense around. And I just haven't seen many signs of that as we've been watching this team so far this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.